Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure having you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, as I like to say. It's the truth. Look, you can become part of the solution pretty easy. All you have to do is get informed. Once you get informed, it's no biggie. In all sincerity, it's not a big deal. And you'll shut them down. They won't know what to do with you. I mean that sincerely. They'll have no clue. All right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I said it earlier. I'll say it again and again and again and again and again. You know, you guys need to learn your history about the Democrat Party. What they've actually done, no, there was no switch in the party. Right? The majority of Democrats did not become Republicans, and Republicans did not become Democrats, and blah, 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 blah. No, didn't happen that way. I want the year, exactly how it happened, what it was. They can't. They can't do it, because if you get informed and you find out the way they spin this thing, you have to start rolling it up. Even start with Roosevelt. They claim him as... it's theirs. They claim that Roosevelt was a Democrat. He's a Democrat god, for God's sake. Roosevelt sent a boat full of Jews back to Germany to be killed. Yeah, you heard me. Check it out. It's the truth. Roosevelt would not take a picture with himself and a black man inside the White House. He wouldn't do it. That's their god, though. Why? Because he started these social programs. Roosevelt threatened to pack the court because he wasn't getting what he wanted. His own party finally said, okay, enough is enough. We're never going to get rid of this guy. Right? He ran four times. He won. They're like, done. You're done. You're done. You're done. Right? Maybe it was John Kennedy. Was it Kennedy? Maybe John Kennedy was a Republican at heart. That's when the switch happened. But they also claim all the great things that he did. So if he was a Republican, he claimed, see, none of this makes any sense. Lyndon Johnson, probably the second biggest racist we had as president. He had a few choice things to say about the black community. Anything there? No. No, no. Jimmy Carter, God, self-avowed racist. Seriously. You ever hear him when he's talking about he wouldn't allow a high school, a black high school, to be built on the same side of the street as a white high school. Why? In his own words, they might run into each other. Yeah, go ahead, let that play with that for a minute. Seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Here's news that I'm sure you guys had no clue about. Absolutely none. The CDC has confirmed that heart disease risk has soared. Ready for this one? Not 100%. Not 200%. Over 13,000% among vaccinated people. Yeah, you heard me. So this is a study from the U.S. Census for Disease Control, Center for Disease Control. As you know, it's the CDC and the Food and Drug Administration. They've confirmed that the risk of the autoimmune heart disease is up 13,000% higher in people who are vaccinated, you know, for COVID. The study found that the risk of myocarditis following the mRNA COVID vaccination is around 133 times greater than the background risk in the population as a whole. In other words, in the non-vaccinated. Now, the study was conducted by the CDC, the FDA, researchers from several times. They're going to own this. They're going to have to eat it and own it. I don't know what they're going to do with it. I don't know how they're going to do it. Come on, honestly. You know, and again, the Maronis, right, the Mies of the world, who kept saying there's something wrong with this, it doesn't make any sense, it's moving too fast. We were all called, you know, science deniers, anti-vaxxers. You won't hear this, though, on CNN. You won't hear this on CNBC or MSNBC or any of those BCs. Now, researchers examined the effects of vaccinations with products manufactured by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna. They found that COVID shots increased the risk of suffering myocarditis by over 13,000%. The authors used data obtained by the CCC VARS reporting system, the one that everybody, well, not everybody, but people report into, but the CDC really doesn't give any credibility to or has in the past. The data was cross-checked to ensure that the results compiled with the CDC's definition of myocarditis. I see, so they even went looking for a way to kind of not agree with it, not give it validity. And guess what? They couldn't. The results showed that the Pfizer and BioNTech product was the most associated with the highest risk. Wow. All right, Joe Mesina, your host. Don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up after.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at Silverlungs.com. That's Silverlungs.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Joe.
Joe?
Joe.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Get a clue. That always helps. You get a clue, we can make some real changes. Seriously. All right. We're talking about how the increase in heart disease in people who have the vaccine, not unvaccinated. Remember, we were the ones that were going to cause mass deaths across the planet, right, have increased 13,000%. 13,000. Not 1,300. Not 130. Seriously. And the results show that the Pfizer I guess it's BioNTech product was the most associated with the higher risks. The Pfizer, you know, jabs caused 105 cases per million after the second vaccine shot in 16 to 17 age groups, male age groups. Yeah, they're trying to kill the males. We already know that, though. In the 12 to 15 age group, remember, we had to have these 70 cases per million doses were recorded after the second shot. The 18 to 24 male age group also saw significantly higher rates of myocarditis for both Pfizer and Moderna. The study also found that the median time to symptom onset was just 2 days. Researchers also noted that over 80% of cases were in males. That's what all the studies have shown. Wow, they're targeting the males. Around 96% of the affected people were hospitalized, the most treated with non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Sure. 87% of those hospitalized had resolution of symptoms by the time of discharge. Yeah, but are they gone totally? No, really, are they gone totally? Or is this momentarily? Now, if you've had the shot and you're a young guy or you have young kids that you decided to give the shot to, the things they say to look for is chest pain, pressure, discomfort, just like a heart attack. Shortness of breath, just like a heart attack. You know, abnormal ECG results. Abnormal cardiac MRI findings. The studies also noted that the myocarditis following vaccination appeared to resolve more swiftly than in typical viral cases. Now, the vaccination is no longer considered a reliable way to which to avoid infection. Oh, my God. No, CDC said that. They sneak it in among all these, you know, 900 pages of garbage. If you don't get it, I mean, I haven't got it. I may have had COVID-19. I don't know. I think we had it when it first started back in November. I think Tammy and I both got it of 2019. Seriously. In the meantime, the American Heart Association, American College of Cardiologists, advised that people with myocarditis should refrain from young. Now remember, most of these are done in young boys. And what do they tell you? We want you to refrain from competitive sports for 3 to 6 months. How nice. But really, right in the middle of their careers, right in the middle of them trying to get those scholarships they want to get for these particular sports, they have to stop. Now, some persons only resume strenuous exercise, other, you know, after normal ECG and other test results are obtained. So go back for tests. Make sure you're okay, triple sure, quadruple sure. In addition, they advise that further mRNA vaccine doses should be deferred. Wow. Yeah, I wouldn't want any part of this. If I went to the hospital for any reason, and they basically said to me, look, you've got to get a COVID-19 shot or else, I would say, well, I guess it's or else. I don't know what to tell you. Not interested. You know, I'd rather drop dead there on the table than suffer over a period of time. You know what I mean? 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. You know, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I appreciate the time you spend me links and stories and other things that are going on. Yeah, because I can't see them all. So it really does help me when you do that, in all sincerity. All right, what are the rapid? I love the rapid stuff here. You know me. I'm a glutton for this kind of garbage. Oh, this is a good one, too. Promise keepers were rejected by Christian school. Why? Because of their stand on biblical marriage. Report reveals that Promise Keepers, the organization that calls on men to live biblical lives, has been rejected by a Christian college because of its position on marriage. The statement from a conference booking organization, Jones Literary, reveals the men's group is holding a series of events this year across America, and one was to be held at Belmont University in Nashville. Nashville? Really? You would think. But the school, which claims to be Christian, abruptly canceled in the event, cited there was a conflict in values. A Christian school that had a problem with traditional marriage. God's marriage, I should say. The Promise Keepers events are called Daring Your Faith, and that would be held in Houston, Memphis, New York, and other cities. The problem apparently erupted when an organization offered guidance to men on how to respond to current gender ideology being pushed by the Joe Biden administration, unions, and other extreme leftist organizations. If Wally said, "We will not stand on the sidelines and remain quiet. As fathers, husbands, grandfathers, and young men, we will see the dangers of gender ideology and the harm it causes." Now, as Promise Keepers, we affirm that God had made human beings in his image to reflect him. He created male and female, says that over and over again, with equal worth and dignity. There's no mistake. The designer designed it this way. Get over yourself. I mean, this is how nuts this gets after a while. The statement continued, "In our present day, men and women are increasingly confused about their identity." No, they're not. You're making them confused. They know what it is until you question them. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Dangerous police chases involving human smugglers are becoming all too common near the Texas border with Mexico. Lisa Taylor has more.
A pickup truck loaded with people refused to pull over early this morning, leading the officers on a 20-mile pursuit. A sheriff's deputy was able to lay down spike strips on Highway 57. The truck's tires blew out and it rolled several times. Four illegal immigrants were hospitalized, including one that had to be rushed to a trauma center. They were all from Honduras. I'm Lisa Taylor.
U.S. State Department officials are deeply troubled, they say, by the Israeli government's plans for more than 4,000 new housing units in the West Bank. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller, in a statement, said the U.S. opposes these actions that make a two-state solution more difficult to achieve, they say. Israel's government announced the changes to the settlement housing process this week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-GOD, 855-732-855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Darian, I'm not a real God, believe me. The story that we're talking about right now, though, is how Promise Keepers have been denied the ability to speak or hold one of its events at a Christian school. Why? Because of their agreement with God on marriage. And frankly, the school asked them to tone down their conversation about it. They won't do it. They realize that the confusion and the problems and the issues it's causing with the young people, they won't do it. They want to stand up and be men. The group said, "We believe it more important than ever before to stand up boldly for what we believe as Christians." We're very clear on this topic. We also see the way that gender ideology has damaged lives, mutilated bodies, torn apart families in our own communities. And it has. This is the whole idea, people. Let's rip apart the family. And the way you do that is there's no more tradition, no more mom and dad, no more boy and girl. Right? Gender is fluid. It's not absolute. Mom and dad is not absolute. Why do we need marriage? We can have kids outside. We can buy kids if we need them. You know, adopt them. The family, as God has designed it, is gone. Well, it's going. Unless we step up, not going to stay. Promise Keeper said that the true life and joy is found when we reject sin. We know what our sin is. We know when we're doing something that's not right. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing. We no longer have to be a slave to it. Gender ideology is an idol of our culture, and that's a sin. He's right. Right, look at me. Look at what I've done. Look at the changes I'm going through. Look how courageous I am. And then everybody goes and affirms that person. They have it done. If they're still suicidal, they leave them. The group goes, oh, no, you just got to get used to it. Get over it. Right? God, marriage was designed by God for one man and one woman. Not several women, not several men. Right? They believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He'll forgive our sins if we repent. You see, it's not to the left, because they really don't believe in religion. They don't believe in true Christianity. It's not a sin if it makes you feel good. If it's not a sin. It's my truth. So it's not a sin if you feel like it's right. It's not a sin if it makes you feel better. The path to following Jesus Christ, it can be difficult at times. It's counterculture for sure. It's crazy for people. Again, the attack on the Christian community is amazing. And yet we're told over and over and over again that the attack is on the LGBTQ community, not the Christian community. No, we're crazy. I mean, right? Isn't that what they tell you? We're crazy. This is why I say to you, you do have to fight for your rights. You don't have a choice in the matter. They don't want you to have them. Do you understand that? They actually, frankly, it's even worse than that. They don't believe you should have them. They don't think that your religion has really any form of reality in their world. I'm not joking, I'm serious. So, okay, let's rein it in for a second here. I pulled up this clip earlier. It's a little long, but I'm going to do my best with it. And the reason I say that is because this fellow is laying out, this black man is laying out the truth about what the black community, what's happening in the black community. And what they need to do to help themselves before, frankly and honestly, anybody can help them. And that's not just him. That's with any group. I don't care whether you're Greek, Italian, Irish, whatever it is. You need to get your stuff in order. You need to make sure you know what you're doing. So let's take a few minutes to listen to him and we'll unpack. You know, this isn't going to work the first time, right? We'll unpack afterward. Take a listen.
Nothing could be further from the truth. Slavery didn't destroy the black family. Do you know that we were still getting married through slavery? Mm-hmm. Jumping a broom in secret, mm-hmm. even under punishment of death. We were married during Reconstruction. We were married during civil rights. When do you begin to see the rise of the single-parented black female household? 1970. After they killed Dr. King, the United States government said we must neutralize the black power base. And they determined that the black power base was the black family. It was independent black skilled men and women who financed King, financed Mr. Garvey, financed Mr. Muhammad, financed SNCC and CORE, the Freedom Riders and the sit-in movement. So they said, if we want to crush the black struggle, we got to crush the black family. So guess what they did in 1970? King dies in 68. In 1970, they came into the black communities and deindustrialized our city centers. In 1970, they started shutting down the factories. Remember, up until the 50s and 60s, you didn't need a college degree to get a decent job. Many of us got grandparents who worked in factories their whole life and lived better lives than we're living now with 2 and 3 degrees.
Amen.
They could work in their same neighborhood, and everybody worked for the factory. Good retirement, pension, benefits, medical. They started shutting down the factories in 1970, and then they went into the high schools and did what? Started deindustrializing the inner city high schools.
Yep.
Up until 1970, you could graduate from almost any school in New York, certified as a plumber, certified as an electrician, certified as a carpenter, auto body, brick mason, a welder. They took all those programs out. These are the skills that pays the bills, gentlemen. As long as you have a skill, you can always feed your family. But if all you got is college degrees, you might end up in an unemployment line. Why? Because the skills that we learn in college are not necessarily marketable to other black people. I'm a psychologist. Ain't too many black people running around looking for a psychologist to reveal all the skeletons in their closet.
Yeah, you better talk to a white
exactly.
Person.
So they started sending us to college instead of teaching us how to work with our hands. That was the 70s. That was the economic castration of the black male. Now let's go to 1980. The CIA comes in, cocaine import agency. They drop off crack. So now the unemployed black man, who has always been the breadwinner, Envy, even in slavery, we were always the breadwinner up until 1970. Now the crack comes. You got a decision. I can sell this crack and try to put some food on the table, or I can smoke it to deal with the fact that I'm no longer economically relevant to the black woman. And let's be clear. The decade of the 70s was the decade of making the black man economically irrelevant to the black woman. We're the only man in America who is out-earned and out-educated by our mates. No other woman in America out-earns and out-educates their mates. And this is not the black woman's problem. I want to be clear. This was systematically done to make us irrelevant to our families. Then the 1990s come, Bill Clinton crime bill. Mm-hmm. Three strikes and you out. Mandatory minimum wages, the Bill Clinton crime bill. Now all those unemployed black men who got caught smoking crack or selling crack now being sent off to jail. And then they also give us the ADHD so that we could dope the kids up with the same medicine that sent the father to jail. Then the year 2000 come, George Bush hits us with the what? Faith-based initiative. He finds a loophole in federal law.
You know, again, I'll go on, but we're out of time. He hit the bulk of it. You look at what's gone on over the years, and I keep saying this, the inner city, they get the brunt of the garbage. If you truly want to teach, when I say teach these people, I'm talking about blacks, whites, Hispanics, the kids in the inner city. They don't all have to go to college. Listen, they're not all college bound. You know as well as I do, they're not all mentally capable of going to college. What is wrong with being a plumber, a carpenter, electrician? Seriously, an auto mechanic, they make great money. I mean, I know plumbers, guys that barely made it out of high school, they've got three or four trucks, they've got people working for them, they make a good life, they can put their kids through college if their kids want to go. But we've poo-pooed those, you know, great careers over the years. It makes no sense. Unless, of course, you got something else in mind. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Okay, we're back.
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. And, you know, really, seriously, I know there's like 3,000 other shows out there you could be watching and listening to and responding to, but you've chosen this one. And, you know, it makes me happy. Let's just be honest about it. I'm the only one that matters. It makes me happy. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. I just got so much there. But, you know, the last fellow that was, talking about the black community, the black families, what happened to them. You know, seriously, when welfare kicked in, and I'm not suggesting that all black families are on welfare by any stretch of the imagination, but if you needed any kind of help, any kind of government assistance at all, you couldn't have a man living in the house. You couldn't be married. You couldn't, for all intents and purposes, have anything at all that would help you get ahead. The government had to be it for you. You know, it had to be your husband, your provider, your whatever, whatever, whatever. It's ridiculous. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. All right. This is an interesting story somebody sent me. And it's true. So, the federal lawsuit that was filed by two Republican-led states against Biden, now this originally was filed back in 2021. And it was Texas and Missouri. They wanted the wall finished. Okay? And a lower court had thrown it out saying they had no standing. Well, now that they're able to prove it, you can see the damage. So you have to wait for the damage, right? See, the damage is being done in these different states because of a lack of that wall. Now they have standing. So the New Orleans-based Fifth U.S. District Court of Appeals ruled that a lawsuit brought by Texas and Missouri now had legal standing to proceed. Now, according to the U.S. Circuit Court Judge Edith Jones, Texas alleges that the Department of Homeland Security has in the past affirmed border barriers reduce illegal entries in the areas. Where they've been constructed, they slow down passing. Right? Where they're not, there's an increase rate. Now, think about that. That's simple. You don't need a judge to tell you how real and true that is. Or am I drinking again? So, in July of 2021, the Texas General Land Office sued the federal government, arguing that the suspension of the wall construction had turned the border into a superhighway. By October 2021, Texas and Missouri sued, claiming the cancellation of the congressionally appropriated. See, it was already appropriated. It was already approved. Right? And because it was approved and appropriated, and now that it wasn't in, it was now financially burdening those states. It was burdening those areas where they were coming through because they had to provide health care, education, driver's license, all of that. It was costing them money. And if the fence was up, if the gate was up, if the wall was up, they wouldn't be saddled with this. Very true. You don't need a college degree to figure that one out, right? So U.S. District Judge Michaela Alvarez dismissed the state's case, but allowed the General Land Office lawsuit to proceed because of the harm that was being caused to the state-owned land. Now, last December, the appeals court determined that Texas and Missouri had standing, and this case needs to proceed. If this goes through, if this happens the way it should happen, an act of God, then the states could get enough money to put the balance of the fence up on their own, or the wall, whatever you want to call it, right? Seriously. And what's so bad about that? See, again, it doesn't have to necessarily stop them from coming in. If we can slow them down long enough for authorities to get there, maybe even send them in a direction where they have to check in. I'm not even for that anymore because they're not really checking them in. They're giving them a piece of paper, asking them by the honor system to show up, and 92% of them at last count do not show up for their court dates and are nowhere to be found. Now, they thought they were being smart butts because they're giving these people phones and that the phones would help them track them to know where they were at. All you can do is laugh at that because there's no way that person could get rid of that phone, could they? Texas GOP Governor Greg Abbott, he has signed a new law to hold rogue district attorneys accountable. A new law, he said, he posted on Twitter that a new law that he signed would help rein in rogue district attorneys. Those who want to work in Texas law enforcement must uphold laws, protect Texans. If not, simply, they'll be held accountable. Abbott signed the bill, House Bill 17, into law earlier in the month. The law allows Texas residents to file a petition that calls for the removal of a district attorney who refused to prosecute a class or type of criminal offense. It expands the definition of official misconduct which a district attorney can be removed from office. Now, in accordance to the Texas Constitution, the law will take effect immediately after receiving a vote of two-thirds of all members elected to each house. You know what? Hopefully, it'll help. I mean, seriously. Those poor people in Texas have been putting it up with this for years. And nobody seems to care because it didn't bother them. And now that Texas and Florida are sending those people to, you know, California, New York, and Chicago, wow. It's opened up another way of looking at this, hasn't it? Right? Don't you find this, it's just so funny. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, you know, appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Again, on the air, in the chat room, being involved, being engaged. It's getting hot out there, and I don't mean temperature-wise. No, really, all sincerity. We're going to have to pay attention. You're going to have to be willing to stand up. What are you willing to give up to protect your children? What are you willing to give up to protect your rights as an American? Your freedoms? Your liberties? What are you willing to do? I know some people say, God, have you read about what happened on January 6th, people? Yeah, I have, actually. I mean, duh, it's kind of my job. Have you guys read about what happened to our founding fathers and people that supported them? Have you read about the men and women that lost their lives during the Civil War? Why? Because they didn't want slavery. White and black. Have we lost that? Do we not have spines anymore? Do we not willing to fight to the death, so to speak? I mean, really. You know, talking to a few people today, whether you like him or not, Donald Trump is probably the only guy on the planet right now with the money, the resources, the thick skin, the stubbornness, whatever you want to call him. I don't really care at this point. To push back on these people, to call them out for who they are, to call out the fake news the way he did. Who else is doing that? Don't tell me DeSantis is doing that because he's got his own skeletons in the closet. I don't dislike the guy. Don't get me wrong. I don't know how he would play. Right now, he's got a majority Republican House. It's easy in his state. Can you pull 49 other states along? Seriously. Newly released 96-page report by a computer expert in the election security world, he's found that one model of Dominion of voting machine, you know, this guy may end up dead. Well, I won't give his name. How's that? One model of Dominion voting machines widely used in the 2020 election. You ready for this? They suffer from critical vulnerabilities. That's one word I've never been able to say. They can be exploited to subvert all its security mechanisms. Wow. In the unsealed July 1st, 2021 report, University of Michigan computer science professor Alex Halderman, with the help of Professor Drew Springall, conducted a security analysis of the Dominion voting machines. Right? The model they worked with the BMDs, the ImageCast X, ICX, BMP. I don't know what any of that means. I don't care, but if you know about that stuff, there you go. The unsealing of the Halderman report by a federal judge is part of a long running case brought by citizens attempting to block Georgia from using the Dominion machines again. This is exactly what Fox should have used. This is exactly what OAN should use in their lawsuits. Alderman's deep analysis had led to many of the media who belittled Donald Trump, conservatives, were wrong. They never checked the machine. Joe Messina, your host. Enjoy the rest of your day. God bless. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.